Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're starting off a chapter today. It's chapter 11. There's no purport until we get to verse 4, which is on the board now. Okay, so I'll read the summary and then read the first, second, and third verse, and then we'll read this. This chapter is called The Transcendental Qualities of Vritrasura. This chapter describes Vritrasura's great qualities. When the prominent commanders of the demons fled, not hearing Vritrasura's advice, Vritrasura condemned them all as cowards. Speaking very bravely, he stood alone to face the demigods. When the demigods saw Vritrasura's attitude, they were so afraid that they practically fainted, and Vritrasura began trampling them down. Unable to tolerate this, Indra, the king of the demigods, threw his club at Vritrasura. But Vritrasura was such a great hero that he easily caught the club with his left hand and used it to beat Indra's elephant. Struck by the blow of Vritrasura, the elephant was pushed back 14 yards and fell with Indra on its back. King Indra had first accepted Vishwarupa as his priest and thereafter killed him. Reminding Indra of his heinous activities, Vritrasura said, quote, "If one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, and depends on Lord Vishnu in every respect, then victory, opulence, and peace of mind are all inevitably available. Such a person has nothing for which to aspire in the three worlds. The Supreme Lord is so kind that he especially favors such a devotee by not giving him opulence that will hamper his devotional service. Therefore, I wish to give up everything for the service of the Lord. I wish always to chant the glories of the Lord and engage in His service. Let me become unattached to my worldly family and make friendships with the devotees of the Lord. I do not desire to be promoted to the higher planetary systems, even to Dhruvaloka or Brahmaloka, nor do I desire an unconquerable position within this material world. I have no need for such things." Unquote. And this is chapter, or this is text 1. Sri Suku Vacha Ta Evam Sang Sato Dharamang Vacha Pratyur Achetisaha Naivhag Varanta Sambranta Palayana Paranrapa. Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, "O King, Vritrasura, the commander-in-chief of the demons, advised his lieutenants in the principles of religion, but the cowardly demoniac commanders, intent upon fleeing the battlefield, were so disturbed by fear that they could not accept his words." Text 2 and 3. Vishir Yamanam Bhachanam Asuring Asurar Sabha Kalandu Kalis Jindhasai Kalyamanam Anartavat Drishyatabhyata Sankruta Indra Satur Amarsita Tanivarya Jasarajan Nirvarsidham Uvachaha. O King Parikshit, the demigods, taking advantage of a favorable opportunity presented by time, attacked the army of the demons from the rear and began driving away the demoniac soldiers, scattering them here and there as if their army had no leader. Seeing the pitiable condition of his soldiers, Vritrasura, the best of the Asuras, who was called Indrashatru, the enemy of Indra, was very much aggrieved. Unable to tolerate such reverses, he stopped and forcefully rebuked the demigods, speaking the following words in an angry mood. Now, text 4. Kim va vicharitar matur dhavadbi pristato hatai na hi bita vada slagyo na svargya sura maninam king va uchartar matur dhavadbi pristato hatai nahi bita vada slagyo nasvargya suramaninam king va ucharitar matur dhavadbi pristito hatai nahi bita vada slagyo Nasvargya suramaninam king va ucharitar matur dhavadbhi prastuto hatai nahi bita vadaslagyo Nasvargya suramaninam Any more bhaktas like to try? Dhavadbi prastuto hatai nahi bita vadaslagyo nasvarga suramaninam. Matajis? Kim, what is the benefit? Va for you, Ucharitai. With those like the stool, matu of the mother, Dhavadbi, running away. Pristhata, from the back. Hatai, killed. Na, not. He, certainly. Bitavada, the killing of a person who is afraid. Slagya, glorious. Na, nor. Svargya, leading to the heavenly planets. Suramaninam, of persons who consider themselves heroes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O demigods, these demoniac soldiers have taken birth uselessly. Indeed, they have come from the bodies of their mothers exactly like stool. What is the benefit of killing such enemies from behind while they are running in fear? One who considers himself a hero should not kill an enemy who is afraid of losing his life. Such killing is never glorious, nor can it promote one to the heavenly planets. Purport. Vritrasura rebuked both the demigods and the demoniac soldiers because the demons were running in fear of their lives and the demigods were killing them from behind. The actions of both were abominable. When a fight takes place, the opposing parties must be prepared to fight like heroes. A hero never runs from the field of battle. He always fights face to face, determined to gain victory, or lay down his life in the fight. That is heroic. Killing an enemy from behind is also inglorious. When an enemy turns his back and runs in fear of his life, he should not be killed. This is the etiquette of military science. Vritrasura insulted the demoniac soldiers by comparing them to the stool of their mothers. Both stool and a cowardly son come from the abdomen of the mother. And Vritrasura said that there is no difference between them. A similar comparison was given by Tulsidas, who commented that a son and urine both come from the same channel. In other words, semen and urine both come from genitals, but semen produces a child, whereas urine produces nothing. Therefore, if a child is neither a hero nor a devotee, he is not a son, but urine. Similarly, Janaka Pandit also says, Kurta putrena jatena yona vidvan dharmika kanena chakshusha kimva chakshusha pidhaiva kevalam. What is the use of a son who is neither glorious nor devoted to the Lord? Such a son is like a blind eye which simply gives pain but cannot help one see. Om Gyanatam Anandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Rodhva Chalam Pangun Lang Hayate Gurim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shri Gurum Nina Taranam Vanchakapa Trivyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namorma Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is interesting purport and text explaining how anybody who does not become a devotee of the Lord has pretty much wasted their life. The goal of the human form of life is to understand who we are and to understand who Krishna is. Yesterday we heard Now, if one doesn't become a devotee, then they're practically like an animal. And the Bhagavatam also goes a little bit further. Nehayat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirtapada sevaya jivan apimato hisaha. If one's work does not bring one to dharma, if dharma does not bring one to renunciation, and if one's renunciation does not bring one to devotional service, then one is considered to be dead, although breathing. So not only is one an animal if one doesn't take to devotional service, one is actually even considered to be dead if one doesn't take to devotional service. So this is an interesting verse. If one's work does not bring one to dharma, so everybody does some work. There's different classes of people, sudras, there's vaishyas, there's kshatriyas, there's brahmanas, there's malechas, there's all kinds. So, but everybody is meant to work for Krishna. Yat kuroshi, yat ashnasi, yat juhosi, didasi, yat pasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva, morarpan. All that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you perform, all this should be done as an offering to me. So this is the statement by Krishna. And the Bhagavad Gita, it's an instruction guide for all of society, everybody. Sudras, Vaishyas, Kshatriyas, Brahmanas, Malechas, everybody. In India, there's this idea that only people born in Brahman families can be Brahmanas. But no, this is not the actual statement of the Vedas. There's one statement, Suchi hoy, Muchi hoy, Yodi Krishna Tyajye, Muchi hoy, Suchi hoy, Yodi Krishna Bhajye. That one may be born into a very Muchi family, like all of us are born in, meat-eating, malecha families. But if one becomes a devotee of Krishna, then they become suchi. On the other hand, someone may be born into a very suchi family, a very brahminical family. They know all the mulas and the mantras and very clean, pakka. But they don't become a devotee, then they're not suchi, but they're muchi. So this is the criteria, that if someone becomes a devotee of Krishna, then that's suchi. So we're trying to become suchi. We're trying to give up our muchi past and become suchi, trying to become clean devotees of Krishna. And this is dharma, sanatan dharma. Our work is meant to bring us to sanatan dharma, eternal religious principles. But we don't stop there. If one's dharma doesn't bring one to renunciation, not good. We also have to become renounced. And what is it that we're mainly trying to renounce? Sense gratification. Bodily conception of life. The illusory existence. This is what we're trying to renounce. But we don't stop there. There's so many yogis out there that are very renounced, extremely renounced, but they're not devotees. So the bottom line is to become a devotee. And if one doesn't become a devotee, then this verse says that although one is breathing, he's dead. So this planet, you could say it's the land of the living dead. They appear to be alive, but actually they're dead because there's no life, no devotional life. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to create brahmanas so that they can go out, so they can develop, of course, these brahminical qualities. Samo damasta paso chung shantir arjum even jnana vijnanam astakam brahma karma sabhavajam, peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, religiousness, and then go out and give it. to others as well. Because Krishna consciousness, this is the only lack in society. And so Prabhupada wanted to create a class of brahmanas who were advanced spiritually, and they would go out and give this to others, because people are in ignorance. They don't know what is good for them, what is bad for them. They don't know. So this is very satisfying to Krishna if we go out of our way, go out of our comfort zone, and give Krishna consciousness to others. I was just reading, Srila Prabhupada said that if we try to satisfy Krishna, then we become satisfied. And if we decorate Krishna, we become decorated with good qualities. And if we give ourselves to Krishna, Krishna gives himself to us. So Krishna, he likes to reciprocate. And the more we surrender, the more he'll give himself. In this regard, I'd like to tell you a nice incident or nice remembrance that I experienced when I was in Miami recently. There's one devotee there in Miami, Dr. Choksi, very nice devotee. And he reminded me of the amazing way in which his wife passed away. This is back in maybe mid-80s. She was a very nice devotee, and they were doing lots of service for the temple, but unfortunately she got cancer at one point. And we were going to her house and we were having bhajan and reading from the Bhagavatam, trying to encourage her. So we went there one night, and it got rather late, and it looked like she was ready to leave at any time, but we had to leave, so we left. And then about an hour after we left, she's laying there on her bed, and Dr. Choksi is there. And she says to her husband, "Do you see him?" And Dr. Choksi said, "Do I see who?" She said, "Krishna. He's standing right in front of me. Do you see him?" He said, no, I don't see him." And then she said, "He's calling me. He's calling me." And Dr. Choksi's like astonished. He's like, so she's a very chaste, pious lady. She said, "You're my husband. I must ask your permission. Should I go?" And Dr. Choksi said, "Yes, go immediately. Go." So she closed her eyes and went back to Godhead. So Dr. Choksi, he told me, he said, "You know, we had been visiting the temple, but I thought, this is all mythology, you know, Krishna and Ram and Nrisimhadeva. But after that incident, Krishna's here, right now. Krishna's everywhere." He was completely faithful from that moment on. So this is the result of practicing Krishna consciousness. Vitaragabhaya chodha manmayama mupashata bhavo jnanata sa putavan bhavamagata. Krishna says, being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, and being fully absorbed in me, many, many persons in the past have become purified by knowledge of me, and they've attained me. So in this verse, Krishna is kind of encouraging us that it's happened many, many, many times in the past. And it can happen to us. And we just have to be determined, and be very determined to get the mercy of Krishna. Get the mercy of the pure devotee. It's described sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva sastri hoy. Lava mata, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. That just a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can develop all good benefit. On the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada, Vyas Puja we had, recently we were up in Prabhupada's quarters there, and all the devotees were having remembrances of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes. It was nice. And then one man came in, and he sat amongst the devotees, and he said, "Well, what about the eyes of the pure devotee?" And I said, "Well, yeah, many devotees, they had the experience that Prabhupada would look at them, and they would just feel like they were naked, that Prabhupada was just looking right through them and just saw all the garbage and all the material desires." And he said, "I saw Prabhupada." And I was in San Francisco at the Montauk dance. This must have been 67. And he said, "I looked at his eyes and I was shocked. It was just like time just stood still." He said, "From that time, I didn't take any more drugs. I gave up my old ways. And I got some books, found some books, and I read the books. And now here I am, somehow, still hanging in there." Just a moment. He just looked at in Prabhupada's eyes. And that was enough to just completely shake up his life in a very positive way. So this is the power of the pure devotee. Just his glance can completely change a person's life. We'll just speak of his books. You know, people are benefiting so much from getting this knowledge, directing them towards eternal life, towards the spiritual world. This is the highest path. You know, there's so many paths, but this is the highest path, to go back to Godhead. And to do this, to go back to Godhead, one has to be very determined to renounce this material life and to become attached to Krishna. And if somehow we can do this, if we can become attached to Krishna, this is a real hero. Here, Vritrasura is saying that these demigods, they're actually not heroic, although they're winning the war still, because they're attacking the demons who are running away, they're not heroic. But Srila Prabhupada, he mentions that a real hero is someone who is able to control the senses, who is able to control the mind. Vacho vegam manasakrod vegam jiva vegam rupasta vegam itan vegam yo vesahetira. One who is able to control the urge to speak, the mind's demands, anger, the tongue, belly, and genitals, such a person is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So we have to control the lower nature. And this is possible by sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it's not possible. This Maya is so strong, so powerful, practically insurmountable. Daivivyesa guna mayi mama maya jarati mama vyeva pajante maya metam jarati. This divine energy of mine consisting of the three modes of material nature is very difficult to overcome. But those who surrender unto me, they can very easily cross beyond it. Actually, this very difficult is actually it's an understatement. It's actually very, very, very difficult to cross over this material nature. Maya is very strong, but what's interesting is Maya is actually a devotee. She's a devotee, but she's putting these obstacles. She's testing us in so many ways. Someone may ask, "Why is she's a devotee? You know, she should be encouraging me. Why is she giving me so many You know, obstacles. So, what's the answer? Huh? Testing? Testing our sincerity? Okay, anybody else? Purifying the devotees. Yeah? Well, yeah, it's kind of like testing. That's the, just like a, actually, I was at a university distributing books one time, and a student came up to me and asked me that question. Maya's a devotee. Why is she testing us so much? I guess he must have had some books and been through some trials and tribulations. But I just, he caught me off kind of, I couldn't come up with an immediate answer. He's like, that's a good question. You know, she's a devotee. Why is she testing us like this? Yes. It's her service. Okay. Brigapati. Qualifying us to enter into the kingdom of God. Yeah, I asked Rita Nandamars about this also. He said that it's just like at the university, the teacher is giving tests to the students. And it's not out of enmity or anything. The professor is trying to help the student learn more. So the professor is giving assignments and like that, and the student has to study to pass the test. So many tests will be given to us by Maya. She's a professor, like, she's a spiritual professor. She's putting tests. And we had to be prepared to pass the test. It's like a student in school. He's got to be prepared for the tests that are coming up. Otherwise, he fails. A lot of people fail their tests. Some people who study well, they pass their tests. It's like many people have come to Krishna consciousness and they've left. They failed the test. They weren't ready. They weren't prepared for the test that Maya presented to them. So there's going to be a lot of tests being presented before us. And some of them are big tests. So we have to be prepared for any test that Maya puts before us. And the best way to be prepared for any test that Maya presents to us is we have to be very, very diligent in our sadhana bhakti. We have to hear very, very nicely our rounds. We have to hear the teachings that Krishna has given us very nicely. And we have to engage in devotional service. And try to, as much as possible, engage in unmotivated devotional service. Because this is what Krishna's looking for. This is what we're really trying to achieve. This purification, complete purification. But there's no motivation other than to please Krishna. Then we passed all the tests. When we achieved that, this pure love for Krishna, we made it. We passed. Yes, Brigapati. Yeah, just like if Maya said, all right, you know, gave us to go to the spiritual world, but we weren't pure, if we weren't qualified to go to the spiritual world, and we're not actually pure, would be a social disturbance. Because in the spiritual world, everybody's a pure devotee. So we have to be pure devotees to go to the spiritual world. So she's putting all these tests to purify us, to make us qualified to enter into the kingdom of God. So why don't we get the mic out? Archita is going to ask, probably the people on the internet are saying, hey, we're missing out here. Sorry about that.
Thank you for sharing that leaving the body experience. That was very, very touching. On the same point that you brought up, it's very interesting that people, you ask that question, like that student probably asked the question because Maya was kicking him. So when Maya kicks us, we ask, why is she testing us? But the test doesn't just come in the kicking part or the leaving the body part. Sometimes the bigger test is when she's very nice to you. Because Maya swings both ways. It's not, she doesn't just beat. She also gives us money and opportunity for sense gratification. Mm. And those are sometimes bigger tests for devotees, because as Prabhupada said many times, the natural tendency of living entities is when the going gets rough, we take shelter of the Supreme. Even the so-called scientists, when the rocket blows up, they go, oh my God. Mm. Well, they don't believe. They're atheists, but when something big happens, oh my God. But the bigger test is when something nice comes along. And I've told this example several times. There was a nice devotee in Henry Street when I joined in 73. And the very next year, his father passed away and left a huge sum of money. And there went the bead bag, you know, there went the neck beads, and he was off to enjoy. So for devotees, sometimes the pleasant things that Maya gives us is a bigger test than the kicking. Because when you get kicked, if you're a little bit God conscious, immediately you turn to God. God, please help me, save me.
Hmm. Thank you. Yes, Prem Sankirtan.
What Archita Prabhu said about big tests is very interesting, you know, like in some kind, somebody give you money and you just give up debt and just go away. But could be also, my question to you, do you have some other example of big test? My thinking is like, in a sense then, you know, we want these subtle things like fame, name, honor, being a great devotee, you know. So this is very difficult to recognize, but do you think this is greater, bigger test?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's many examples of Sankirtan devotees that were very successful, number one, number two, big, successful in book distribution. But they became affected by this name, fame, adoration, and they gave up Krishna consciousness. And also, leaders, to be a GVC or sannyasi. I was speaking to Pladnanda Swami not too long ago, and he said half of our sannyasis have left. So that, I'm sure that has something to do with it, you know, the name, the fame. Yeah. Everybody's bowing down to you. It's a big test. Wherever you go, people are bowing down to you. Yeah. And so much respect, you know, Mahaprasadam, wherever you go. So there's many ways that Krishna or that Maya will test us. So it's not that you become a big devotee and then the tests stop. No, they become even harder. You know, so then one has to be even more diligent in their devotional service. Yes, Satchitanoi Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. At the beginning of your class, you were mentioning about Suchi Hoy, Muchi Hoy. And I remember that one time, Srila Prabhupada was walking in Mayapur, that story where Babananda was there, and everything is nice, and but Prabhupada noticed something that was not right, and everybody knows. He got really angry, because there was something coming out of some toilet that the workers had. So you also mentioned that we should go out and make people suchi, because they're muchi. And I remember one time when we were doing Sankirtan door to door, someone invited me to their home, and I just, as soon as the person opened the door, I just felt like vomit. I couldn't get inside. And she said, come in. You're knocking the door, and now what do you want? But I was speechless, because this strong smell that came out of that place was like
meat.
I was going to vomit. Well, he had a lot of animals there, like four or five. So anyway, charity begins at home. We have to be muchi ourselves. You talk about brahmanas. We're creating a nice atmosphere there, where the garden and the roses there, But if you walk over there, sometimes smells bad in that place over there. Really bad. There's a lot of cats, remnants there of the cats. And I'm thinking, you know, it's like, it's painful because we know that those roses are going to be offered to the Lord. And if we don't smell it, it's like something is wrong.
Mm.
So charity begins at home. Brahmanas, suci. So you just have to be aware of those things and improve. So then we can go and tell the people, suci, muci.
Otherwise, yeah, in that pastime you were talking about in Mayapur, that goes on. A very interesting thing that Prabhupada said. What happened is he was in Mayapur and there was a toilet that had overflowed with stool. And Prabhupada was disgusted and he told the devotees, why are you allowing this? And then the devotees said, well, Prabhupada, the villagers, they don't know. They never flushed toilets before. They don't know how to flush toilets. He said, that's all right. They don't know. But you are allowing this to continue. You didn't stop this. You didn't correct this. This is the mode of ignorance. And if you see something in the mode of ignorance and you don't correct it, you also become affected by the mode of ignorance. Very interesting statement. So similarly, this filth that you see over there near the rose garden is not being corrected. It's mode of ignorance, and it's not being corrected. That's all. That means that we're also becoming affected by the mode of ignorance. If we see something that's wrong and we don't correct it, then we're also become affected. Yeah, so, yeah. Anything else?
I would have a nice story and comment because you know, it's unpleasing to say these things, but it's helpful also to upgrade our standard. But in regards to that death experience, I had also the same experience with my family. One of my father left his body right here in Watsika. And 3 days before he was just about to leave his body, one time he suddenly just starts screaming. He said, told my mother was there, and he said, Krishna. He says, what? He says, Krishna's coming. Look, he's right there. He's coming. It's Krishna. And my mother said, where? He says, right here in the altar. He's walking. He's coming. And then my mother said, oh, let's pay our obeisances then. And she went down. And I asked my mother, I said, what were you doing at that time? She said that she was writing the name of, because she's almost like illiterate, my mother, she cannot write. She said, I was trying to write the name of Rupa and Sanatan. And she was just writing the name of Rupas and Sanatan, the Goswamis. And just at that moment also my father was like, Krishna is coming right there.
Wow.
And then he started, from that time on, he just started like crying and sobbing and sobbing. And he told me, I almost never make it that public. He says, please don't tell, you know, other people because I feel embarrassed, you know. And, you know, it's a
humble,
very personal thing, but I just thought I want to share that too. That those things happen.
Wow.
It's possible.
So this means there's hope, Prabhu. There's hope that we can also attain Krishna. One more and then we'll stop.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I think I hear all these histories about how people pass away and have a great connection with the bodies or the Maha Mantra or the Holy Name, and they can see Krishna or feel Krishna. And I think it's because they have a spiritual practice. I have also a friend that passed away, and the family asked me to play kirtan in the moment that she was passing away. And she was feeling it, and she just passed away in a peaceful way. So I think for people that is connected with Krishna or some spiritual source, it's easy to see all these things. But the people that not, it's so difficult. They just don't feel it. And the dead is coming in another phase.
They feel something else.
Yeah. They come like a scary feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yamadutas. I was just speaking to one devotee, and this one devotee is the doctor, Bhakti Chi. And he said that over 50% of the people that leave their body, They have some, they're saying something like, you know, who there's people coming to, they got these hairy and they're dogs and they're trying to take me, you know. And they thought that, and the doctors, they just think, oh, they become delirious and they give them a shot, you know. What do you mean, there's nobody around here, what are you talking about? When I was in San Diego, a devotee told me one instance of a Prabhupada disciple. He was leaving his body, and the Yamadutas came. And he said, "Hey, you're in the wrong room. I'm a devotee of Srila Prabhupada, Hare Krishna." And they left. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.